Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Trade talks between the U.S. and China have wrapped up for the day. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said they were constructive, but there is no deal yet. And now the trade war between those two countries has hit a full boil. At midnight, the U.S. increased tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion of Chinese imports. And yesterday, President Trump threatened to impose another round after that, meaning nearly everything that China sends to the U.S. would be taxed. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
So the Chinese going home apparently without a deal. What happened today? What are the sticking points?
Well, one of the main sticking points is that the Trump administration really wants China to codify its concessions in these trade negotiations into official law in the country. And China instead wants to just let the government officials sort of handle it without actually enforcing laws or writing new laws, rather. So that's one of the main sticking points, but there are several others.
All right. So for now, the tariffs that went up to 25% early this morning, they're still on. I guess there was some hope that they would go away if they could come away with a deal today. But just remind us what's getting more expensive.
Right. So it's a very long list of goods, some 5,700 different product categories. Some of them are very obscure, almost comically so. Like my favorite is dried shark fins, whether or not salted, but not smoked.
Not going to affect me.
Me neither. But there are a lot of everyday items too. Soy sauce being one, tilapia, fillets, certain kinds of gloves, luggage, even Christmas lights. So it's a wide variety of goods.
Markets are down today. They do not like the idea of new tariffs. But for the most part, the trade war that we've seen really hasn't trickled down to the consumers. Are we getting to a point where that's going to change?
Well, this depends on how long these latest set of tariffs stay on the books and whether or not President Trump follows through with plans to tariff everything else that's being imported from China. The first round of this set of goods was 10%. So to go from 10% to 25% is a pretty big jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you add in everything else that we import from China, it potentially is a worrying sign.
The president said yesterday that the tariffs bring in billions of dollars to the U.S. government. But that's a little confusing. Can you explain that? Because ultimately, isn't it the consumers, you and I, who go to the store and buy things that are going to be paying more?
Absolutely. That's what most of the studies have shown is that the cost of the tariffs have mostly been borne by the consumers. Now, inflation throughout the country is pretty mild, so it hasn't really caused a huge pickup in inflation. But again, if you take these tariffs from 10% to 25%, there is the potential for more inflation, obviously, and for, frankly, some shortage of goods that people need.
Okay. What about China? Officials there say they are ready to retaliate. On the other hand, China does not import as much from the United States. So it's pretty clear they don't have as much leverage. What can they do?
Well, not as far as a tariff one for one retaliation, but the question of how they will retaliate really is top of mind for everyone on Wall Street right now. What they did last time was, in some cases, they slowed the customs inspections of imports from the United States, and they stepped up regulatory scrutiny of American companies that are operating in China.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other things they could do, too. They could allow their currency to weaken very aggressively, and that would make their products more competitive on a price basis. And they could simply choose to do more business with other countries and just import less from the U.S., regardless of what the tariffs are on the goods they're importing.
Steve Mnuchin said talks were constructive, so we will see. Maybe there's more to go on this story. We're going to keep an eye on that. But before I let you go, Uber made its debut on Wall Street today, priced at $45 a share, a little bit lower than expected. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi explained it this way on CNBC.
We thought that at this price, it reflected the environment. And listen, the environment is uncertain right now. And any time there's uncertainty in the market, investors are going to be a little hesitant to put $8 billion of their dollars to work.
uncertain, maybe because Uber drivers around the world went on strike protesting their pay and working conditions. Quickly, what obstacles are ahead for Uber?
Well, I think Derek Khosrowshahi hit it the nail on the head. This risk aversion in markets right now is not good for a company like Uber that is losing money. Investors are, you know, going to be hesitant to invest in a company that's losing money when markets are behaving the way they are right now.
All right. Michael Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.